The Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, the Humane Society of the United States, and Ohio Governor Ted Strickland held a news conference in Columbus, Ohio, Wednesday evening to make what some would call a surprising announcement about an agreement reached to keep the HSUS initiative off of the upcoming November ballot in that state. Ohio Farm Bureau's Executive Vice President Jack Fisher shares why the agreement was reached.
Ohio Agriculture, on behalf of our farmers and our organizations who make up the Ohioans for Livestock Care, have been looking at what we need to do going forward to maintain a strong business climate for Ohio farmers. How do we maintain our commitment to Ohio consumers to keep locally grown food that's safe and affordable? Looking at the challenges that a ballot initiative brings forward in terms of cost, both in cash and people's time and work. When we looked at all those things, we started to think about what is the best way for us to manage our risk with all these criteria that we're facing in the industry.
As for how this new agreement was initiated, Fisher says,
over the last several months, when we were aware that the Humane Society of the United States was collecting signatures to come back to the ballot, there's been ongoing communication and dialogue in terms of, you know, are there better ways to do this? We forget it cost the Humane Society of the United States a lot of money to do a ballot initiative, as it was. So everybody thought, is there a better way to spend our dollars to get more done on behalf of farmers and Wayne Pacelli's constituents?
The Ohio Farm Bureau official adds that when both parties work through all of that, both sides agree there was a better way. He gives some of the agreement's details.
It was thought that if we could come to an operating agreement to make a commitment, which we already have, to animal welfare, animal care, and to allow us to continue to stay in business, make sure that our Ohio farmers are served. Now, Ohio farmers gave up some things in this agreement, too, but we don't have to go to the ballot this fall. And we allow the Ohioans for Livestock Care Board, which was approved by voters last fall, to exercise their authority and commitment to fulfill their mission to look at all animal care standards of food-producing animals going forward. So we think this is a governance model that makes sense not only for Ohio, but for all American agriculture.
And most importantly, to Jack Fisher of Ohio Farm Bureau, this prevents a ballot initiative that could have put mandates on the newly formed Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board and would have cost a staggering amount of money to fight over the next few months. Nationally, this does have real implications, as the HSUS has apparently been able to prevail and force their standards on another segment of U.S. agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.